What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jared, and this is my first podcast. I'm actually on the road right now, so I was getting tired of the music. Wasn't really feeling any of it, so here I am. I had a couple things in my head that I wanted to talk about. This is the first one, so you know, hear me out and just try to get through it with me. You know, I might say a couple things that are repetitive, but that's not what I'm going to try to do. This is just going to be a podcast freestyle because I don't have any notes. I don't have anything, statistics, nothing. This is all going to be from my brain. So let's see if we can make this decent. And this is going to be, like most of my podcasts on this, they'll probably be about sports, music, social issues, just unexpected news that happened. Anything that I can make interesting, and you know, I will eventually have people on here with me, but as of right now, we're riding solo, and we're going to start off with sports. And I'm not going to talk about anything in the past. I'm going to talk about the future. I'm going to talk about the game sevens between the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors, and then of course I'm going to talk about the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers in their game seven. So you know, I think it's pretty amazing that both series are going to seven games. All four teams have just played competitively. It's been a really, really big step up from last year's playoffs when Cleveland and Golden State just completely dominated everybody to make it to the finals, and then Cleveland ultimately lost the game, the finals. So, you know, this year, Houston and Golden State, I'm going to start off with them. You know, Houston had a tremendous year, 65 wins. James Harden's probably going to be the MVP, even though I don't think he deserves it. He's a close second, but I just think LeBron James probably deserves it just a little more. But James Harden had a tremendous year. Chris Paul had a great year. It was his first year in the conference finals, and he has a chance to go to the NBA finals. And honestly, I think if Chris Paul would have been healthy in game six, then they probably would have already moved on, and they'd probably already be in the slot for the finals against either the Cavs or the Boston Celtics. But that's when you have someone like James Harden on your team, MVP caliber for the past 3 years, scorer at a drop of the hat, you know, he can put up 40 on any given night. When Chris Paul's out of the lineup and you're just left with James Harden and the rest of the guys on the team, he has to handle the ball a little more because Chris Paul's on the floor, and you know, nobody else can, you know, nobody else can handle the ball like James Harden and Chris Paul. I mean, you got PJ Tucker, Trevor Ariza, Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's probably your next best guess for a ball handler. But when Chris Paul's out, James Harden has to step up a little more. You know what I mean? And for someone that can put up 40 on any given night, has been MVP, top three for the past 4 years, an all-star, an all-team, probably Hall of Famer, top 10 player in this league, he should be able to handle these situations by himself with the weapons he has. Everybody on that team can shoot a three. They play ISO ball. He was by himself. He had the perfect chance. But he's been shooting awful this series, and I think without Chris Paul, they're not going to beat the Golden State Warriors team and make it to the finals. And on the Warriors side, you know, Kevin Durant's been playing really sloppy to me. You know, as I've watched KD grow, and you know, I'm only 19 years old, so I started at a young age watching these guys play. So I seen KD. I probably started watching basketball in 2009, and that's the first year I saw KD play. And KD's an athletic monster, man. He's got last year he had a tremendous playoff series, but I think it's because they were running a different system, you know what I mean? They have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and when Andre Iguodala's healthy, they have Andre Iguodala. They have five all-star caliber players on this team. So when you run the ball through Kevin Durant, that's a problem, because that's not what you do. Golden State, their ball movement, even when they didn't have Kevin Durant's ball movement, create your own shots, pick and roll, Steph Curry just running gun, Klay Thompson catch and shoot, get easy baskets and play tremendous defense. They're not playing good defense against Houston. They did in game six, but no Chris Paul. But you see what happens whenever Steph and Klay, whenever they get the ball more and the offense is more ran through them. Klay at 35, Steph at 29. And, you know, KD disappeared again in the fourth quarter. And it's just like James Harden with Chris Paul. Even though there's no injuries, KD has to step up in the playoffs for them to beat teams like Houston. And even to beat LeBron James if LeBron James makes it to the conference, or the finals. Because KD is going to be that guy that's going to be guarding LeBron James if Andre Iguodala isn't completely healthy. And Draymond Green, you know, he can't guard him the whole time with the way Cleveland will probably design the switch and the pick and rolls to get LeBron off of Draymond and Andre. So Kevin Durant's got to be ready to step up in any situation. And we all know how Steph disappears in the playoffs. So what happens when Steph disappears again and KD's playing the way he's been playing the past three games? Then it's up to Klay Thompson and Draymond Green to lead this team with an unhealthy Andre Iguodala and a bunch of role players that don't score. So Kevin Durant's got to step up. He's got to be that consistent 20-point per game kind of guy. He's got to, you know, he's never been a real passer, but he's got to pass the ball a little more, and he's got to tell Steve Kerr, look, I'm not comfortable shooting all these shots. You know, if you want to beat this team, then you gotta play the way we've been playing, and how the Golden State Warriors play basketball. So I think on both sides, James Harden, he's gonna have to step up. Kevin Durant's gonna have to step up and play a little bit better. But it's definitely going to be interesting. Game 7 in Houston on Tuesday night, or on Monday night, excuse me, and we're going to see how that goes. But if you know, they're not at Oracle, so that's a big advantage for Houston. But like I said, James Harden needs to step up. Eric Gordon needs to keep shooting like he was last night, and PJ Tucker needs to step it up on the defensive end and stop whether it be Klay or Kevin Durant if he gets hot. He's their best defensive guy on the floor, I believe, whenever he's on the floor. So we'll see what happens, and I'm definitely ready to see that game. All right, now moving on to the Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers. What a series this has been. First two games in Boston, Cleveland loses, gets down 2-0. Everybody's panicking. Then LeBron James does what LeBron James does. And like I said, I started watching in 2009. So I've been watching this man since 2009. And seeing all the tremendous things he's done over the years in the playoffs and in the regular season, and the records broken and the playoff records broken, and just everything he does for the teams and that he's on, it's tremendous, you know. So when they got down 2-0, everybody was worried, and I was one of the people that was like, listen, they still have LeBron James. He's going to figure it out. They're going to get at least one in Cleveland and have a chance to win, because they beat Golden State in 2016. They were down 3-1 in the finals against the 73-9 team, and LeBron pretty much carried that team along with Kyrie. But LeBron's by himself. He played all 82 games this year. He's played all throughout the playoffs. They had a tough series against the Pacers in 7 games. They completely destroyed the Raptors. So now when he gets up against the Celtics, they're down 2-0. You think he's tired? Nah. Here comes LeBron James, averaging 30-plus in elimination games. But, you know, they take it home to Cleveland. J.R. Smith, George Hill, everybody, they get a little spark. Kyle Korver, they get a little spark, and they have a good game 3. They have a good game 4, as does LeBron, of course. He's never off of off key in any of these games. So when the support players have big games at home, you're expecting, okay, now they got the momentum. Let's take it on the road, and you know, let's try to get that W in Boston. They go to Boston, they get annihilated. Come back to Cleveland, they force a game 7. So no team in the Eastern Conference Finals has won on the road. And if the Cavs want to move on to a 4 straight finals, and LeBron wants to have a chance to add another championship ring to his legacy, then they're going to have to beat Boston. Boston, and that's tough. You know, I'm a fan of the 76ers. You know, I claimed them as my team at the beginning of the year before the season even started. I'm a big fan of Ben Simmons. I'm a big fan of Joel Embiid, and I like the pieces they have there, J.J. Redick and whatnot. But I think we should have taken Jason Tatum. Jason, I'm a big fan of Jason Tatum. He's a tremendous player. He has he's a great three-point shooter. He can get to the hole. He can pass the ball. He's smart. He plays physical defense. And, you know, when him and Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier, when they're all on and consistent, it's hard to beat them because they're a young, fast, up-tempo team that can play defense and move the ball around. And they're with a head coach like Brad Stevens, you know, excuse me, like Brad Stevens, it's going to be hard for Cleveland to come up on top because of the way he adjusts and the way he can change the lineup so much with Al Horford and Markieff Morris and Aaron Baines. And it's just it's a great rotation, and they don't even have Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving. So even if they do lose this Game 7 and LeBron moves on to the finals, we will get to see the full level of play from the Boston Celtics until next year when everybody's healthy. And, you know, if LeBron can come out and have a 40-point triple-double or whatever he has to do to keep his team in it, he just needs one or two guys to make a couple of big plays. He needs George Hill to play on the defensive side of the ball. He needs Tristan Thompson to rebound the ball a little more than he has been. He needs a little more effort from him. He needs J.R. Smith to shoot the three a couple times and just get a couple big shots in and get his confidence up so they can put the ball in the hole. Like, I'm worried about this Cavs team. The energy level definitely has to be there if they're going to be in Boston, if they're going to get the win in Boston. LeBron, I'm not worried about. It's guys like J.R. Smith and George Hill and Tristan Thompson I'm worried about. Kevin Love's out for Game 7. He's been kind of a disappearing factor in the series, except for the touchdown pass and whatnot. So they're definitely going to need him healthy for the finals if they even want to have a little bit of a chance against Golden State or Houston. But it's going to come down to how his role players play. And for Boston, it's going to come down to what will you do to stop LeBron James? You have to stop LeBron James. He's the head of the monster. And if you cut the head off of this monster, he's not going to go. You know, teams like the Warriors or whatever, you can cut the head off, but then they got guys that can just step up and take his place. Cleveland does not. So that's what I'm worried about. But now I'm going to make my picks. This will probably be the end of this first episode. I just want to talk about the two series and the conference finals for the NBA. I'm excited for this year's finals. I'm kind of hoping to see something unexpected in the finals. It doesn't matter who's playing in it. It would be nice to see Cleveland and Golden State one more time just in this this tremendous saga that has been going on. So I'm going to make my picks. I'm thinking Game 7 in Houston. I hate to say it, but I'm going to go Golden State. I think Kevin Durant silences all the haters, picks his team up. I think Steph will probably have a slow night, but Klay's got it going. So I think Klay and KD will lead them to a victory. And Cleveland and Boston, that's definitely going to be a tough game. It's going to be hard to watch all the way through, but I think LeBron will find a way to pull it off and get that Game 7 victory in Boston. He's tremendous in Boston. They should have finished it off in Game 6, but now they got Game 7 LeBron to worry about, so I'm picking the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, that'll be it for today's podcast. This was the first episode. I just wanted to test it out and see how it goes. So if you're listening, thank you for listening. And, you know, I don't really have a set schedule yet, but I'm going to get a list of things to talk about. And next time I'll have, you know, an area where I can sit down and look at the notes and whatnot and have a longer discussion about this kind of stuff. But my name's Jared, and this is my first podcast, and thank you guys for listening. So have a good day, have a safe weekend, and we'll see you later.